KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look like the showers have pretty much moved off to the south central part of the state. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 84. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour and fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Cass and parts of surrounding counties are still experiencing drought conditions. The latest drought monitor report released Thursday indicates all of Cass, Adair, and Mills counties are abnormally dry. Most of Audubon and Madison counties also are abnormally dry, with a section of Guthrie and most of Dallas County in a moderate drought. Other counties in the area are experiencing abnormally dry soil conditions. They include the eastern half of Pott County, the southeastern part of Shelby County, the northwestern half of Adams County, and about two-thirds of Fremont and Page counties. Extreme drought conditions continue to plague all or parts of 11 counties, primarily in northeastern Iowa and parts of five northwest central Iowa counties, those closest to the Minnesota border. Well, people were lined up to get into the Iowa State Fairgrounds on Thursday as the event returned from the pandemic layoff. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The fairgoers were anxious to get back to the familiar sights, sounds, and tastes of the fair, and everyone had the same opinion on the year without it.
That was kind of a bummer, wasn't it?
Bad. Bad, but safe.
The last person was Denny Reichart of Corning, who says he and his wife Betsy had been to the Iowa State Fair for some 30 years straight before last year's cancellation. I'm Dar Danielson.
Fair CEO Gary Slater spoke at the opening day ceremonies on Thursday.
I can tell you it was a hard 14 months, but we weren't sure we would be here today. But we are resilient, we are resourceful, and I can confidently say that we are back.
Governor Kim Reynolds also spoke. The governor was cheered and told the crowd that she'd already taken several steps and is counting them to be sure that she gets enough exercise to offset anything she might eat.
I am tracking my way so I can eat the rest of the afternoon. It is a strategy that we all should be taking.
Reynolds said she expects huge crowds during the 11-day run of the state fair.
It's so exciting. It's just a tradition that families look forward to every year. I said, and for generations of families. And I said, it's not just in Iowa, but it's all across the country and really around the world. People know about the Iowa State Fair and they look forward to coming.
Some critics say the state fair brings too many maskless people together and risks the spread of COVID.
We did Ragbri and we did Hinterland that had thousands and thousands of people. I didn't see a lot of masks there. We need to do it safely and responsibly. Iowans are doing that.
COVID case numbers have gone back up, as have hospitalizations, but Reynolds says this is not the same as the height of the pandemic.
Still, to put it in context, though, what we saw back in December and November when we actually peaked, at that time, probably 37% of our hospitalizations were COVID-related, and I actually had, you know, hospitals reaching out and saying, we're on the brink, we're afraid if something would happen, we wouldn't have the capacity to take care.
Reynolds says the current infection rate is still well below the peak.
We're not even at 3% right now. So, yeah, they're rising. But the difference is between then and now is we have a vaccine. And the deal with the vaccine is that it prevents people from being, for the most part, being hospitalized or death. We are not seeing it correlate to the death like we did.
Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Corrections is reporting this morning that Harvey Lowell Merrick, who was convicted of assault while participating in a felony and theft in the first degree in northwest Iowa's Woodbury County, failed to report to Sioux City as required Thursday. Merrick is described as being a 27-year-old American Indian male, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 180 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on July 15th of this year. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact their local police department. We'll post his picture as soon as I get off the air here on KJAN.com. And another phone scam is being reported in Atlantic, according to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Someone stating that they are with the Federal Reserve is calling some business and or residence, stating that there is a suspicious transaction in your bank account that needs immediate action. The current number being circulated is 909-638-2878. The chamber says ignore that phone call and don't give out any banking information. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the arrest on separate charges of two men from Missouri at around 2:15 a.m. on Wednesday. Deputies with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office attempted to stop a 2008 Honda CR-V for an equipment violation in the 4100 block of 310th Street in rural Hamburg. The vehicle fled deputies for about 2 miles when the driver lost control and crashed into an eastbound ditch. The driver, identified as 58-year-old Clifford Cheney of Tarkio, Missouri, was arrested for eluding and cited for not having a valid driver's license. His bond was set at $1,000. And this past Tuesday, deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation in Hamburg. An investigation resulted in the deployment of the Mills County K-9, and deputies uncovered methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The driver of that vehicle, 49-year-old Toby Lynn Jackson of Amazonia, Missouri, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jackson's bond was set at $2,300. The Mills County Sheriff's Office assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in handling that arrest. And a male juvenile passenger in a pickup truck involved in a collision Wednesday in Page County was transported to the hospital after complaining of pain. The accident happened on a gravel road a little after noon on Wednesday, about 4 miles east of Shenandoah. Page County Sheriff's Office says 16-year-old Benjamin Roger Labrum of Riverton was driving a pickup truck northbound and at the 2000 block of F Avenue and was slowing to turn into a driveway at 2037 F Avenue. A car driven by 15-year-old Blake Harold of Shenandoah was behind the pickup, traveling northbound on F Avenue. Due to dust kicked up by the pickup truck, Harold did not see it slowing for the turn. The car struck the rear of the driver's side of that pickup. Both vehicles came to rest on the roadway. Damage from the collision amounted to $5,000. Harold was cited for following too closely. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.